St. Michael's Church in the heart of Prague's old town is currently being used for secular, and some say blasphemous, purposes. On Tuesday, a group of students staged a march to protest the church's sale by the National Library to private interests. They say that the church, no matter how it's being used, needs to be preserved. Radio Prague's Michael Langaro was at the march.
It was an extremely bitter and wet day when the protest march kicked off at Mihaska Street in your old town square. From there, it snaked its way through narrow streets and over the Charles Bridge to the entrance of Parliament. The Student Initiative Council, composed of students from Charles University and other institutions, read their manifesto denouncing the sale of St. Michael's to a supposedly controversial buyer. I asked council member Miriam Natouf who this buyer is and why he is controversial.
The man, his name is Novikovsky, he doesn't want to speak with anybody. He communicates just per his lawyer. And also, he doesn't communicate with journalists. You can train on the internet the pages and which journalists were trying to communicate with him. And he made their striptease and also techno parties. So in this institution, like church, it's not possible to do anything like this because it's historical institution.
In recent years, the church, dating back to the 14th century, has filled a number of non-religious functions as a pub, a crystal shop, and a cafe. In fact, it has not hosted a Catholic Mass since 1786, when there were sweeping church reforms throughout the Austrian Empire, and for most of the 20th century served as a store. It came into the possession of the National Library in 1984, but the library soon discovered it was unsuitable for storing books. Last year, the church was sold for 46 million Czech crowns, around $2 million, and the money was used to restore the Clementium, another historic part of the library. Opponents to the sale argued that even though St. Michael's has not served as a church for over 200 years, it must be treated with respect. Although the National Library's representatives were unable to comment, according to their press releases, the church was sold to a private business because neither they nor any other state institution had any use for it, although they had tried to find an alternative user. A lack of money to restore the seriously decayed building made the task of finding a new use more urgent, and the library argues that only a private investor would have the financial wherewithal to restore and utilize the space. Since the church has already been put to use as a striptease club, it appears that the students' protest might have arrived too late.